Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jim, let's get back into the Pirates a little bit. Ron Cook here with you. Joe Starkey off. Bob Pompeiani off today. Jim Colony with me here from fabulous Seven Springs Mountain Resort. A couple things before we get back into the actual games over the weekend. Did you see the story about J.B. Shuck is now pitching at Indianapolis? They're trying to – is this – what's the – Otani? What's the guy's name from the Angels?
Yes.
We're outfielder pitcher. Shuck pitched a scoreless inning earlier this year in one of the blowouts against Arizona. I guess he also played first base in college at Ohio State. Do you think they're serious with this?
I think so. Where is there a spot for him in the outfield? Now, well, I know that because the guys were injured, that's why he was here earlier.
And they love the guy, by the way. Hurdle and Huntington, when they sent him down, they were like almost hurt to send him down. They loved the guy's attitude.
Yeah, I talked to him a few times at spring training, and he's got the right idea. Now, he's been around, and yeah, he's a journeyman. But he hit over 90, right? He hit 91, I think it was, on the gun when he his relief
appeared. Well, he pitched in Ohio State.
Right, sort of like Jordy Mercer did when he was a shortstop at Oklahoma State. He was also their closer in
wow.
some instances. So, hey, you know, the more you can do, that's a Mike Tomlinism. So why not? Plus, he's left-handed. And think of the possibilities of bringing a guy in if you got a, I don't know, two outs, tough situation in the sixth inning. You bring him in to face a left-hander, and then the next inning, maybe the pitcher spot comes up. He can still bat. He can come out for the next inning. You could move him to the outfield for a couple of hitters.
A lot of possibilities.
We saw that with, was it Kent DeKolvy and Grant Jackson? Wasn't that, like, 40 years ago that the Pirates did that? So I think it's interesting, but then there's this other you know, branch to this story that they're going to limit this kind of stuff. And that apparently there's a backlash that they don't want teams doing this, is that you have to designate guys that are pitchers on a particular day and all this other stuff. I mean, why complicate things? If somebody can do that, then take advantage of it.
Don't the Reds have a guy?
He
pitched against them and went to center field. Actually, pinch ran for a guy, too.
I know who I'm talking about? Yes, I do, and his name escapes me.
Me too.
He pitched against
the Pirates
I know.
And played center
that's
field.
That's the problem
with
him. Having a couple of 60-somethings here at the same time.
Speak for yourself. I'm in my 40s.
It wasn't Dee Sclafani, was it?
It was
a different guy. But I kind of like it. And for something that is, I mean, it's Babe Ruth did that way back in the day. But he was part of the rotation. But, you know, nonetheless, the more novelty that you can bring to the game, why not?
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is Mitch Keller was scratched from his start over the weekend. The Pirates still haven't named a starter for Wednesday night. Do 1-1 equal 2 there?
Maybe.
Do you think there's a possibility that Keller will get called up to pitch against Colorado on Wednesday night?
I think there might be. When you look at that, what do you think? Do you think, because there's a second leg to that whole thing, because if you count out the 5 days from then, that's Monday when they have that doubleheader, the makeup game in Cincinnati. They're going to need an extra pitcher, so I guess it would make sense if you brought him up and you started him on Wednesday, then you get 4 days off and he could pitch again.
I don't know. I keep hearing them saying he's not ready yet. He's not ready yet. He's not ready yet. He may have to be ready.
Because it's just, who else is there at this point? You know, they're not going to bring in Dallas Keuchel. And even if they did, he's not going to be ready to pitch on Wednesday, or probably even, you know, a week from today. So is it worth
first of all,
shot?
They're not going to bring in Dallas Keuchel.
Right, but I'm just
and
saying.
And B, I think it would be a month, month and a half before he'd be able to pitch.
Right, and here's the thing, though, and I've told you guys this before when it's come up. And not that what I see is what's going to happen. I've just seen him pitch three times in spring training, and he's just –
He looked bad.
There wasn't much – you know, in other words, I remember when I saw, Gerrit Cole, okay? All of a sudden, when here comes Gerrit Cole, and even Taillon to some degree – that when you there was something different about those guys when you saw them pitch. Now, when I first saw Trevor Williams, there wasn't anything that was particularly, you know, that would blow you away with Trevor Williams. Maybe Keller can be like that. I don't know. But it wasn't like the popping in the bullpen and the Ray Searidge making noises and, wow, this kid's really got it. I didn't see it.
You know who they liked? The Brubaker kid.
Yes.
That got hurt. I was told he was considered ahead of Keller, that if they needed somebody, he would be the first starter called up, and then he gets hurt too.
Yeah,
it's not just the big league club that's been hurt. He's been hurt down there.
Every level of the organization.
We cruise by 11:15 a.m. 15 after the hour is brought to you by Fatheads 15 packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Jim, what were you most impressed with by the Pirates in this trip?
Do we have to say except for Josh Bell?
Except for Josh
right,
Bell.
Right, don't you have to put that in there?
Almost say except for Vasquez, too, because he's lights out.
Well, this is not a – I'm going to get back to a guy. It's just everybody contributed at some point, it seems. I'm trying to think of somebody on the roster that didn't. Maybe Cervelli, which brings me to –
what do you think? He didn't
Diaz.
Play 4 days just to get away from it a little bit? Is that what they're thinking was? You go back to him on Tuesday? Diaz had 2 3-hit games in a row.
Diaz wasn't hitting either, but he did when he finally got a chance to bundle at bats, as Clint Hurdle likes to say. He did. I don't know how you go away from him yet. How do you get Cervelli back? I don't think he's in gung land right now in terms of not being able to win a job back, because I think he's too important as a catcher, and I can't believe that he's just going to lose it all of a sudden after the season he had last year.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on Cervelli. The pitchers absolutely adore him. They love working with him. They love the way he calls a game. They love his personality behind home plate.
Who is your guy?
Say what again?
Who was your guy on the trip? Who
that
jumped
surprised
out to you?
I'll tell you, the Brian Reynolds kid keeps doing it.
Had
home runs in back-to-back games over the weekend. He's one who stood out. I thought Polanco really starting to swing the bat better. Obviously with Bell, those two get Marte going a little bit more, kind of like what they're doing with those guys.
I thought you were going to say Liriano.
Well, him too.
Yeah,
whole bunch. Lyles,
yes, sure.
7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits the other day. What's he had? 1 bad start, I think, all year?
Yep.
And his ERA's down to 1.97. How about that?
Well, every time we talk about how great these guys' ERAs have been this year, they've gone out and had a bad outing after that. So.
Well, Musgrove's backed up 2 bad ones with 2 pretty good.
Yes,
I thought he was lights out yesterday. Then he tried to make the play at second base when he could have probably taken the out at first. The next guy hits a 3-run home run. So what was a great start ends up looking only okay, 4 runs.
Kind of self-inflicted.
4 runs. But he gave up, 1 hit in 6 innings? I mean, he just dominated
hit, yeah.
for the first 6 innings.
Yeah, first hit in the 5th. But I think he had a perfect game going until the 5th. But Musgrove's been really good, except for those 2 starts. So maybe this is a sign that, he's back to where he should be. And he's going to have to be, because the big hitting teams that they're going to face, it doesn't get any easier, even at home.
Are you believing in them? Do you think they have staying power? When will you say, if this keeps up, that they have staying power?
I don't know. I actually did put money down on them, at least exceeding the win total. Now that we can do that legally.
Well, that was
here
before 19 guys got hurt, though.
I know. And
so I'm asking you where you are now.
I still think
the Taillon injury is going to come back and haunt him, especially if Williams is out for more than a week or two.
You're probably right. But how can you not say they've got more belief? And I'm not talking about you personally, but how can a Pirates fan not say they have more belief after what they're seeing? I guess if you were to say the regression to the mean is a Huntington phrase with Bell, he's not going to keep doing this. But is Cervelli?
Cervelli's not going to be that way off forever either.
Yeah, so does that even out? Is Cole Tucker finally going to figure it out here? What a great fielding shortstop that kid is.
Boy, he's good.
And it hasn't, and the struggles at the plate that he's had hasn't, you would think with a younger guy, that that would follow him into the field, and it hasn't. That's a sign of, you know, a guy that's got his head together if he stops swinging at high fastballs.
Youth baseball, softball are in full swing. 93.7 The Fan wants to join your teams this season. Visit 93.7thefan.com for details on how to register your team to have a chance for us to stop out to a game. Thanks to our sponsors, the Pirates, Kennywood, Smith's Hot Dogs, and Window Nation. All right, when we come back after Jim's update, we're going to step aside for just a moment and chat with an old friend of 93.7 The Fan who's now very active and does a terrific job out here at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. All that coming, more Pirates talk, some Stanley Cup talk. We got a long way to go. It's Cook and Joe minus Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.